السلام عليكم. ما شاء الله اشتقت إلى كل واحد فيكم. I miss everyone. الله يبارك فيكم. الله يبارك بكم. الله يبارك بكم. طيب. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا بدأنا في الماضي بحل ألفاظ كتاب الصراط المستقيم. Previously we started explaining the book of الصراط المستقيم. إن شاء الله تعالى نكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا. إن شاء الله we are going to continue from where we stopped. آخر ما كنا تكلمنا عنه هو في صفة الكلام لله تبارك وتعالى. We stopped after talking about the attribute of الكلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكان بقي شيء ما أنهينا الكلام عنه. And there was still a portion of a few lines that we did not explain pertaining to this subject. كنا ذكرنا أن كلام الله تبارك وتعالى صفة له قائمة بذاته. We mentioned that the attribute of الكلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى is an attribute of the self of Allah عز وجل. وقلنا صفة الكلام كسائر صفاته تعالى لا تشبه صفات الخلق. We already mentioned that the attribute of Allah, this attribute of speech of Allah تبارك وتعالى, just like all the other attributes of Allah عز وجل, does not resemble the attributes of the creation. الخلق كلامهم له ابتداء وله انتهاء. The creation speak with letters that have a beginning and that have an end. كلام الله تبارك وتعالى ليس له ابتداء ولا له انتهاء. The attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not have a beginning and it does not have an end. كلام الخلق بحروف ولغات. As we mentioned, the creation speak with letters, sounds and languages. كلام الله تبارك وتعالى ليس لغة ولا حرفا. The attribute of كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a combination of sounds or letters. It is not a language. إنما هي صفة له سبحانه وتعالى لا تشبه صفات الخلق. Rather, it is an attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى that does not resemble the attributes of the creation. لا نستطيع أن نحيط بعقولنا بهذه الصفة كما لا نستطيع أن نحيط بعقولنا بسائر صفات الله عز وجل. We cannot encompass with our minds this attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى just as we cannot encompass with our minds the other attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لكن نؤمن جزما بأن الله تبارك وتعالى متصف بصفة الكلام. But we believe firmly that Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with the attribute of الكلام. وهي صفة لا تشبه صفاتنا. And as we said, it is an attribute that does not resemble our attributes. ونقول أي أهل السنة ونقول أعني أهل السنة أن الله تبارك وتعالى أنزل على الأنبياء كتبا تدل على هذه الصفة الأزلية الأبدية عبارة عنها. We say also أهل السنة that Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed to the prophets books that are expressions of the eternal attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. هذه الكتب المنزلة على الأنبياء ليست من تأليف نبي ولا ملك. These books revealed to the prophets are not authored or compiled by a prophet or an angel. إنما هي عبارات تدل على الكلام الأزلي. Rather, they are expressions of the eternal speech of Allah تبارك وتعالى. قلنا كما أننا لو كتبنا لفظ الجلالة الله إذا سئل الإنسان فهذا اللفظ الله يدل على الذات المقدس الذي نعبده وليس هو عين الذات الذي نعبده. We said just like when we utter the term Allah or we write the term Allah, we say that we worship Allah. We do not mean that we worship the term. We do not mean that we worship the expression. We don't mean that we worship the letters mentioned when we say Allah. Rather, we mean that we worship the self named by Allah, which this sound, Allah, is an expression of that self. كذلك اللفظ المنزل على الأنبياء عبارة عن الكلام الذاتي. Likewise, the expressions revealed to the prophets are expressions of the eternal attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى and are not the attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكل يسمى كلام الله. الصفة الأزلية تسمى كلام الله واللفظ المنزل يسمى كلام الله and both are called the كلام of Allah, the eternal speech of Allah, the eternal attribute of Allah is called the كلام of Allah and the expressions revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام are called the كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهذان الإطلاقان تسمية الصفة الأزلية بكلام الله وتسمية اللفظ المنزل بكلام الله هذا الإطلاق هذان الإطلاقان من باب الحقيقة لا من باب المجاز. And we call هنا كنا وصلنا. We call the eternal attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى كلام الله and we call the expressions revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام كلام الله. And in both cases this is حقيقة and it is not majaz. Here is where we stopped the past time, if you remember. So we'll continue from here, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. فإذن كما قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإطلاقان من باب الحقيقة. As the author said, calling each of the eternal attribute of Allah and the revealed text كلام الله is حقيقة. We'll explain what that means إن شاء الله تعالى. لأن الحقيقة إما لغوية وإما شرعية وإما عرفية. Because when we refer to الحقيقة, it is either linguistic or religious or according to the norm. ما معنى هذا؟ What does this mean? هناك ألفاظ إذا أطلقت, إذا أطلقها الإنسان, إذا استعملها الإنسان من غير أي قيد, من غير أي قيد يقيدها, ينصرف اللفظ منها إلى معنى هو في الأصل مضاد, هو الذي يتبادر إلى الذهن. There are terms when they are used without any restriction, without any
qualification.
Without any qualification, if you want. They refer to meanings, to specific meanings that come first to the mind. وهذا يختلف, وهذا يكون بحسب المقام, فيكون هناك ثلاثة أنواع للحقيقة. And this differs according to the context. So this is why you have in the Arabic language three types of حقيقة. إذا كنت تتكلم في مقام اللغة, if you were speaking in a linguistic context, فقلت مثلا لفظة رجل لا يخطر بالبال في هذا المقام من استعمال هذه اللفظة إلا الرجل الذي هو مقابل المرأة, هذا هو. So if you are talking in a linguistic context and you use, for example, the term رجل, which means a man, then all what comes to your mind is the man, which is the other kind of the human beings, other than woman. I don't know how to say it. You understood. This is all what comes to your mind. إذا قلت مثلا حمار يخطر ببالك الدابة المعروفة التي صوتها بشع وتمشي على أربع. For example, if you say the term حمار, which means a donkey, without any restriction, any qualification, all what comes to your mind is the well-known animal with an ugly sound and that walks on four legs. That's all what comes to your mind. هذا المعنى أو هذا الاستعمال لمثل هذه الكلمات يقال له حقيقة. Such usage, such usage for such words is called in Arabic حقيقه. اذا قلت البحر لا يخطر ببالك الا هذا مجمع الماء الواسع. If you say, for example, the term bahr in Arabic, which means the sea or the ocean, all what comes to your mind is this large quantity of water. That's all. مثل هذا الاستعمال يقال له حقيقة. Such usage of the words is called حقيقة. إذن في مقام اللغة الحقيقة هو المعنى الأصلي, هو استعمال الكلمة في معناها الأصلي الذي وضعت له. So in the linguistic context, الحقيقة is to use the term according to its original meaning in the language. فإذا قلت أردت أن تصف إنسانا بأنه غبي فقلت عنه إنه حمار, فهنا انتقلت من الحقيقة إلى المجاز. If you want to now, if you want to describe someone of being dumb, so if you say about such a person, for example, he is a donkey, meaning that he is dumb. In this case, you are not using the term, if you say about him himar, meaning that he's dumb, you are not using the term according to the original meaning in the language. Rather, you are using it according to another meaning. You are giving to it another meaning, and using it in this way is called majaz. In Arabic, it is called majaz. Sometimes in English, they call it figurative speech or metaphor. Sometimes, just to make it closer to you. هذا النوع الأول من الحقيقة, الحقيقة اللغوية. This is the first type of الحقيقة. الحقيقة, the linguistic حقيقة. هناك نوع ثاني, there is another type. يقال لها الحقيقة الشرعية. It is called the religious حقيقة. معنى ذلك أن يكون جاء لفظ من الألفاظ استعمل في الشرع بمعنى معين, فصار الإنسان إذا تكلم في مقام الشرع فاستعمل هذا اللفظ من غير أي قيد, لا ينصرف هذا اللفظ إلا إلى هذا المعنى. هذا يقال له حقيقة شرعية. The second type of حقيقة is the religious حقيقة. What does that mean? There are words that were used in the religious texts pertaining to a specific meaning. So if someone was talking in a religious context and this person uses a term of these terms without any restriction, without any qualification, then this term refers to a specific religious meaning always. It does not refer to any other meaning. Such usage of the words is called religious حقيقة. مثال ذلك لفظ الصلاة. An example of that is the term of الصلاة, the prayer. الصلاة في اللغة, في الأصل في اللغة العربية معناها الدعاء. Originally, the term صلاة in the Arabic language means to supplicate. لكن جاء استعمالها في الشرع بمعنى أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة أولها التكبير وآخرها التسليم. But this term is used in the religious texts to refer to specific moves and statements that start with the term Allahu Akbar and end with the term Assalamu Alaikum. إذا كنت تتكلم في مقام الشرع فقلت الصلاة لا ينصرف معنى المعنى إلا إلى هذه الصلاة الشرعية. If you are talking in وأطلقت الصلاة لا ينصرف إلا إلى هذا. If you are talking in a religious context and you use the term الصلاة without any restriction, then this term does not refer to anything other than the religious prayer, the Islamic religious prayer. It does not refer to any other meaning. الزكاة في اللغة العربية في الأصل معناها النماء. The term زكاة in the Arabic language, originally it means to
growth.
It means the growth. لكن في مقام الشرع إذا قلت كلمة الزكاة لا ينصرف المعنى إلا إلى الزكاة الشرعية التي هي إخراج قدر من المال بنصاب مخصوص وصفة مخصوصة. Now, if you use the term zakah without any restriction in a religious context, it does not refer to any meaning other than giving out a certain amount of money according to certain conditions, etc. It does not refer to any other meaning. مثل هذا الاستعمال لهذه الكلمات يقال له حقيقة شرعية. Such usage for such words is called a religious حقيقة. So pay attention. So it is not a metaphoric type of speech. It is not a figurative speech. It is a religious حقيقة. If you want, you can say a religious reality, fact, using it in this context. النوع الثالث من الحقيقة, الحقيقة العرفية. The third type of الحقيقة is الحقيقة according to the norm. مثلا لفظة الدابة في العربية تطلق في الأصل على كل ما يدب على وجه الأرض. For example, the term دابة in the Arabic language, originally it means everything that moves, every alive thing that moves on earth. الإنسان دابة, والدودة يقال لها دابة, وغير ذلك يقال له دابة, والبغل يقال له دابة, والحصان دابة. So according to the original meaning of the term دابة in the Arabic language, the human being is دابة, is called دابة. The worm is called دابة. The horse is called dabba. The mule is called dabba. Any alive thing that moves on earth is called dabba, according to the original usage of this term in the Arabic language. لكن تعارف الناس مع مرور الأيام صار عرف بين الناس, تعارف الناس أنهم إذا استعملوا لفظة الدابة يريدون الحمار والبغل والحصان وما شابه. But with the lapse of time, generation after generation, a norm was established among the people who speak the Arabic language. What is this norm? If they use the term dabba, then they are referring to a horse, donkey, or a mule, something like that, and not to any other living kind. فإذا كان الشخص يتكلم في مقام العرف, so if someone was talking in a context of the norm, I don't know how to say, in a normative context, if someone is talking in a normative context, and he uses the term dabba, then this would be referring to a horse, donkey, or a mule, and not to any other alive creation. مثل هذا الاستعمال يقال له حقيقة عرفية. Such a usage of the word is called حقيقة according to the norm. كلمة إطلاق لفظ القرآن وإطلاق لفظ كلام الله على صفة الله الذاتية, هذا من باب الحقيقة. وإطلاق هذين اللفظين على اللفظ المنزل هو أيضا من باب الحقيقة. So, calling the eternal attribute of Allah Kalamullah or Al-Quran is a usage of haqiqa. It's not a figurative way of speech. And also calling the terms, the letters and the sounds, the terms revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, كلام الله or القرآن, is also حقيقة, and it is not a figurative way of speech. إطلاق لفظي, إطلاق كلام الله على صفة الله الذاتية حقيقة لغوية وشمعية. Calling the eternal attribute of Allah, the eternal attribute of speech of Allah, كلام الله, is a usage of the term in a حقيقة according to the language and as a حقيقة according to the religion. So it's a linguistic haqiqa and a religious haqiqa. وإطلاق لفظ كلام الله على اللفظ المنزل حقيقة شرعية. Calling the revealed terms كلام الله is also haqiqa, and it is a religious haqiqa. It is a religious haqiqa. في الحالين إطلاق لفظ كلام الله على الصفة الأزلية وإطلاق لفظ كلام الله على اللفظ المنزل حقيقة وليس مجازا. So in brief, calling the eternal attribute of Allah كلام الله, the كلام of Allah, is not a figurative way of speech. It is a haqiqa, and also calling the revealed terms kalam of Allah is haqiqa, and is not a figurative way of speech. I needed to explain a little bit about al-haqiqa and al-majaz in the Arabic language to make it more clear. But the focal point is when we Ahlus Sunnah, when we say about the kalam of Allah, the eternal attribute of Allah, that it is kalamullah, we are not using a figurative way of speech. This is haqiqah. And when we say about the revealed terms, that these terms are kalamullah, we are not using a figurative way of speech. This is haqiqah. Is it clear, wadih? أحد عنده استفهام في هذا في هذه النقطة. Is there anyone that has any question about this point? Okay. نمضي إذن. Let's continue then. فيتلخص مما تقدم ذكره أن القرآن له إطلاقان. So as a summary of all what was mentioned about the attribute of al-kalam of Allah, when we use the term al-Qur'an or the term of kalamullah without any restriction, it can refer to one of two meanings. الإطلاق الأول صفة الله القائمة بذاته التي لا تشبه صفاتنا. The first meaning is the eternal attribute of Allah that does not resemble our attributes, التي ليست حرفا ولا صوتا, which is not a letter or a sound, التي ليست لغة, which is not a language, لا هي لغة عربية ولا غيرها. It is not an Arabic language. It is not a Hebrew language. It's not a Syriac language. It's not a language at all. And it is not sounds or letters. هذا هو المعنى الأول. This is the first meaning. والمعنى الثاني هو اللفظ المنزل الذي هو عبارة عن الكلام الأزلي. The second meaning is the revealed expressions of the eternal, the revealed terms that are expressions of the eternal attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولا شك أن هذه الألفاظ المنزلة أنزلت بلغات. And we all know that these reveals expressions are revealed according to different languages. Al-Qur'an unzila bil-Arabiya. Al-Qur'an was revealed in Arabic. Al-Tawrah bil-Ibraniya. The Torah in Hebrew. Al-Injil bil-Suryaniya. The Injil was revealed in the Syriac language. Kul hadhi lughat makhluqa. All these languages are created. أصوات الذين يقرؤونها لا شك مخلوقة. The sounds of the people who recite the revealed books are created. من قرأ القرآن الحروف التي يتلفظ بها لا شك مخلوقة. Anyone who recites among us who recites Al-Qur'an, then each and every letter that he mentions is created, of course. هذه الحروف لها ابتداء ولها انتهاء. These letters have a beginning and they have beginning and end. وليست هذه الحروف عين صفة الله الأزلية. These letters are not the eternal attribute of Allah, of course. لكن عبارة عن الكلام الذاتي. But they are expressions of the eternal attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولا يجوز أن يعتقد إنسان أن الله تبارك وتعالى تكلم مدة بالعبرانية ثم مدة بالسريانية ثم مدة بالعربية. And it is not allowed for anyone to believe that Allah spoke himself for a period of time in Hebrew, then for another period of time in Syriac language, then for another period of time in Arabic language. هذه صفات المخلوقات, these are the attributes of the creation. ولا يجوز أن يوصف الله بصفاتها, and it is not permitted to attribute Allah with the attributes of the creation. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وتقريب ذلك هذا الذي قلناه أن لفظ الجلالة الله عبارة عن ذات أزلي أبدي. The author said to make this closer to the understanding, the term Allah is an expression of an eternal and everlasting self. فإذا قلنا نعبد الله, so if we say we worship Allah, فذلك الذات هو المقصود. What is meant is the eternal self, the eternal and everlasting self. وإذا كتب هذا اللفظ, if someone writes this term Allah ألف لام لام ها, فقيل ما هذا, and this person was asked, what is this term? يقال الله. The answer would be Allah. بمعنى أن هذه الحروف تدل على ذلك الذات على ذلك الذات الأزلي الأبدي. In the meaning that this expression, these letters are an expression of that eternal and everlasting self. لا بمعنى أن هذه الحروف هي الذات الذي نعبده. And it does not mean that these letters are the self that we worship. وأظن أن المعنى واضح. I think the meaning is clear now. Very clear. If I write on the board the term Allah, for example, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. If anyone asks me, what is this term? What is this? I would answer Allah. Do I mean by that I worship this term? This is the self that I worship from. Rather, I mean that this term is an expression of the eternal self that we worship. And still, we call this term Allah. Just as we call the eternal self Allah, because this is an expression of the eternal self. If I write, let's move to English for example. If I write on the board or on a paper, or if I say apple, if I write apple, and if anyone asks me, what is this? I would say apple. Does this mean that I eat it? I eat the thing? No, but it is an expression of the fruit that we eat, which is edible. And it does not mean, although we say this is apple. If anyone asks me, what is this? I would say apple. Because this is an expression of the edible fruit. So you call the edible fruit apple, and its expression, you call it apple also. This is to make it more clear. And likewise, the eternal attribute of Allah, we call it Kalamullah or Al-Quran, just as we call also the expression revealed to the Prophet Kalamullah or Al-Quran. So when we use the term Al-Quran, it might refer to the eternal attribute of Allah, and it might refer to the expression revealed to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And both are called Al-Quran, both are called Kalamullah. It is a usage well known, well used in the Arabic language and other languages also. واضح? Is it clear? بعض الناس لأنهم لم يفهموا هذا خلطوا خلطا عجيبا. Some people, because they don't understand this issue, for one reason or another, they don't understand this issue. This is why they mix things. ووصل بهم الأمر إلى اعتقاد عقائد تنافي الدين. And they reached a point that they believed in matters that contradict the religion of Islam because they misunderstood this issue or because they don't understand this issue. بعضهم وصل به الأمر إلى أن يقول هذه الألفاظ المنزلة على النبي هي عين كلام الله القائم بذاته. Some of them, they reached the point to say that these terms, the Arabic terms revealed to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, are the attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So according to them, Allah is attributed with terms that have beginnings and ends, letters, sounds, and a language, which is the Arabic language, just like us. Because they heard, why did they have this misunderstanding? Why did they commit this mistake, which is not a small mistake, by the way? Why did they commit this mistake, attributing to Allah the attribute of the creation? Because they did not put time to learn the matters of the belief properly, and they did not understand what does it mean when we say Kalamullah, or when we say Al-Quran, about the revealed words. So they thought that these words are the attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I don't know how they did that, but they did it. Some people did. And this goes against Al-Quran. Na'uzubillah. Allah yahfazuna. I ask Allah to protect us from the deviant beliefs. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any question؟ لغوية وشرعية. إطلاق القرآن على كلام الله الذاتي حقيقة لغوية وحقيقة شرعية. حقيقة شرعية. ننتقل إلى الكلام عن صفة الإرادة. So let's move to talk about the attribute of the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. قال المؤلف رحمه الله الإرادة. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said الإرادة, the will. اعلم أن الإرادة وهي المشيئة واجبة لله تعالى. Know that it is intellectually it's intellectually necessary for Allah تبارك وتعالى to be attributed with the attribute of will. It is mentally, intellectually impossible to believe or for Allah not to be attributed with the attribute of will. وهي صفة أزلية أبدية. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute. يخصص الله بها الجائز العقلي بالوجود بدل العدم وبصفة دون أخرى وبوقت دون آخر. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute with which Allah specifies the intellectual permissible with existence instead of non-existence, with an attribute instead of another attribute, and with a time instead of another time. معنى ذلك شرح ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى متصف بصفة الإرادة. Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with the attribute of will. وعدم اتصافه سبحانه ونسبة عدم اتصافه بالإرادة إليه سبحانه هو نسبة نقص إليه عز وجل. If anyone attributes to Allah that Allah Ta'ala is not attributed with the will, then this person would be attributing imperfection to Allah تبارك وتعالى. وتعريف الإرادة, the definition of the attribute of will, أنها صفة أزلية أبدية. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute of the self of Allah. بها يخصص الله تعالى المخلوقات بالوجود بدل العدم وبصفة دون أخرى وبوقت دون آخر. With which Allah specifies the creation with existence instead of non-existence, with certain attributes instead of others, and with a specific time instead of other times. هذا الحائط الذي خلفنا يجوز أن يكون لونه, يجوز في العقل عدم وجوده كما يجوز في العقل وجوده, عدم وجوده ليس مؤديا إلى محال, ووجوده ليس مؤديا إلى محال. Intellectually, this wall behind us can exist and can not to exist. If it exists, this does not lead to any impossibility. If it does not exist, then this does not also lead to any impossibility. So it is intellectually possible for it to exist as it is intellectually possible for it not to exist. Now it exists, هذا الحائط, لكن هذا الحائط يوجد, وجوده بتخصيص الله له بالوجود بدل العدم. If it exists, and it does, then this is because Allah specified it with existence instead of non-existence. Allah خصصه بالوجود بدل العدم بصفة الإرادة. With this attribute of will, Allah specified it with existence instead of non-existence. في العقل يجوز أن يكون لونه أبيض ويجوز أن يكون لونه أحمر ويجوز أن يكون لونه أسود ويجوز أن يكون لونه أخضر. Intellectually, it can, this wall can have a white color, a red color, a green color, a yellow color, a black color. It can have any color among the colors. فلما كان لونه أبيض لماذا اختص باللون الأبيض من بين الألوان؟ Why does it have the white color among all the colors? لأن الله خصصه بذلك, because Allah specified it with that color. Allah خصصه بذلك بصفة الإرادة. Allah has specified it with this color instead of other colors with His attribute of will. لو فرضنا أن هذا الحائط وجد مثلا من 100 سنة من أداه الله أعلم وجد بوقت معين لماذا لم يوجد قبل ذلك ولا بعد ذلك. This soul existed at a specific time. Why did it exist at this time and not before it or after it? لأن الله خصصه بالوجود في هذا الوقت. Because Allah specified it to exist at that time. Allah خصصه بالوجود في هذا الوقت بصفة الإرادة. Allah specified it to exist at this time, at that time, with His attribute of will. إذن الإرادة صفة يخصص الله تعالى بها الممكن العقلي بالوجود بدل العدم وبصفة دون أخرى. So, the will of Allah Ta'ala is an eternal and everlasting attribute of the self of Allah with which Allah specified every creation that exists with a specific time, a specific attribute, with specific attributes and with existing instead of non-existing. ثم الشيء يكون موجودا ثم يعدم. لماذا عدم؟ لأن الله تعالى خصصه بالعدم بعد الوجود. Likewise, something would exist and a certain time it vanishes. It stops existing. Why does it stop existing? Because Allah specified it with non-existence at that time with His eternal attribute of will. فكل ما يجوز عليه في العقل الوجود تارة والعدم تارة أخرى يقال له جائز عقلي. Everything that according to the judgment of the mind accepts to exist at one point of time and to stop existing at another point of time, everything which is like that, and this includes all the creation, everything which is like that is called an intellectually permissible. Something which is intellectually permissible. That is, its existence is not necessary and its existence is not impossible. It is intellectually permissible. And that includes all the creation, all the universe. Everything in the universe is included in that, under that statement. كل هذه الأشياء إذا وجد شيء منها يوجد بتخصيص الله له بالوجود بإرادته. Anything among all these things, if it exists, then it exists with the will of Allah. وَإِذَا عُدِمْ فَبِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ. And if it stops existing, it stops existing with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وَهَذَا يَشْمَلْ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِ. This includes good and bad. Al-Hasan wal-Qabih. What's nice and what's ugly. Al-A'mal wal-A'yan. The deeds and the entities. كل شيء يوجد بعد عدم وجوده بمشيئة الله. So everything that exists after non-existence exists with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكل شيء يعدم بعد وجود فبمشيئة الله تعالى. And everything that stops existing after existing, stops existing with the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وبرهان وجوب الإرادة لله قال المؤلف رحمه الله وبرهان أي البرهان العقلي وجوب الإرادة لله أنه لو لم يكن مريدا لم يوجد شيء من هذا العالم. The author continued to say the proof, that is the intellectual proof, the proof that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is attributed with the attribute of the will is the existence of this universe. Because had Allah not been attributed with the attribute of will, then nothing among this universe would have been existed. لِأَنَّ الْعَالَمُ كُلَّهُ يعني ممكن الوجود, because all the universe is an intellectual permissibility. ليس واجبا لذاته عقلا. It is not an intellectual necessity. It does not exist. It does not exist in and of itself. والعالم موجود, and the universe exists for sure. فعلمنا أنه ما وجد إلا بتخصيص مخصص لوجوده وترجيحه له على عدمه. Because it does not exist in and of itself, then, and it exists, then its existence is because of someone else gave him the state of existence instead of the state of non-existence. Someone else specified it with the state of existence instead of the state of non-existence. فَثَبَتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُرِيدٌ شَائِنٌ. From this, then it is known that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is attributed with the attribute of the will. إِلَى هُنَا وَاضِحْ. Up till here, is it clear? هذا العالم موجود بلا شك. وجوده ليس ذاتيا, إذن وجوده بغيره. إذن الله تبارك وتعالى متصف بصفة الإرادة, لأن وجود العالم بتخصيص مخصص بتخصيص الله. إذن الله متصف بصفة الإرادة. It's a simple proof, a very simple proof and very clear one. The universe for sure exists. Its existence is not in and of itself. Then it is because of the specifying of someone else for it to exist. And this, the one who specified it with existence is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is, Allah, the Creator, specified it with existence. Then this Creator is attributed with the will. ثم الإرادة بمعنى المشيئة عند أهل الحق شاملة لأعمال العباد جميعها الخير منها والشر. Moreover, all the deeds of the slaves of the human being, whether they are good or bad, are specified by existence instead of non-existence with the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all of them, whether good or bad. فَكُلُّ مَا دَخَلَ فِي الْوُجُودِ. So everything that exists, من أعمال الشر والخير. Whether would it be good or bad, ومن كفر أو معاص, would it be blasphemy or disobedience, أو طاعة or obedience, فبمشيئة الله وقع وحصل. All of that occurred with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهذا كمال في حق الله. And this is an attribute of perfection of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن شمول القدرة والمشيئة لائق بجلال الله. لأنه لو كان يقع في ملكه ما لا يشاء لكان ذلك دليل العجز, والعجز مستحيل على الله. And as we said, this is an attribute of perfection of Allah تبارك وتعالى, that everything that occurs occurs with His will. Because had it been otherwise, then Allah تبارك وتعالى would be weak. And this is imperfection which does not befit Allah تبارك وتعالى. That is, had it been the case that anything occurs in this universe without the will of Allah, then this would imply that Allah is weak, and this is imperfection that does not befit the Creator سبحانه وتعالى. والمشيئة تابعة للعلم, أي أنه ما علم حدوثه فقد شاء حدوثه. The will of Allah is in compliance with the knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Whatever Allah knows that it happens, Allah willed for it to happen. And whatever Allah knows that it does not happen, then Allah did not will for it to happen. وَمَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَكُونَ لَمْ يَشَأْ أَنْ يَكُونَ. هذا ما يجب اعتقاده في صفة الإرادة لله تعالى. This is what one has to believe about the attribute of will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. أن كل شيء يحصل, خلاصة ذلك أن كل شيء يحصل في هذا العالم يحصل بمشيئة الله. The summary of all of that is that everything that occurs in this universe occurs with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. طرفة العين, the blink of the eye. وما يسمعه الإنسان, what one hears. وما يخطر بقلبه, what comes to one's mind. وما يتلفظ به, what one says. والخطوة التي يخطوها, the step that one takes. وحركة اليد, the movement of the hand. والارتعاش من البرد, and shivering out of cold. حركة البهيمة, the movement of the animal. النملة الصغيرة, even the little ant. أو البرغوث, or the flea, or the like. Everything, الورقة التي تسقط من الشجرة, the leaf that falls from the tree. والحبة التي تقع في الأرض, the seed that falls in on the ground. كل شيء في هذا العالم يحصل بمشيئة الله. Everything that occurs in this universe occurs with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لا يخرج شيء عن ذلك. There is no exception for that. Not even one exception. لأن تعلق الإرادة بهذه الأمور كلها لكون هذه الأمور ممكنة عقلا, فلو لم تتعلق بواحد منها لاحتاجت إرادة الله إلى مخصص خصصها بذلك، ولكان الله محتاجا تعالى الله عن ذلك. Because the will of Allah is related to all these things, to everything in the universe, because everything in the universe is a mental, is mentally permissible, is intellectually permissible. So if one matter among the matters which are intellectually permissible was not related, or the will of Allah, if the will of Allah was not related to only one matter among these matters, then this would mean that the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was specified by someone else not to be related to this matter. And this would imply that Allah would be created and in need for someone else, which is impossible, intellectually impossible. فلا بد من الاعتقاد. So it is a must to believe that everything that أن كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم يحصل بمشيئة الله. That everything that occurs in this universe occurs with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why the will of Allah is related to this matter among the creation? It is because intellectually permissible. And that matter because it is intellectually permissible. And that matter because it is intellectually permissible. So if one matter which is intellectually permissible, the will of Allah is not related to it, then this means that someone else specified the will of Allah not to be related to it. And that would mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is created, which is impossible. لذلك أهل السنة والجماعة يقولون مشيئة الله متعلقة بالحادثات كلها بلا استثناء. This is why أهل السنة والجماعة say that the will of Allah is related to all what happens, to all the creatures, without, to all the created matters, without any exception. عمل القلب مثل عمل الجوارح مثل الأجسام والأعيان. The deeds of the heart, just as the deeds of the organs, other organs, just as the bodies and the entities, all of these matters, if they exist, they exist with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if they vanish, they vanish with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without any exception. هذا ما يدل عليه العقل وهذا ما يدل عليه الشرع. This is what the mental proof stands for, and this is what the textual proofs tell us. الله تبارك وتعالى قال والله خلقكم والله خلقكم وما تعملون. Allah تعالى said والله خلقكم وما تعملون, which means Allah created you and created your deeds. فكل شيء إذن يحصل بمشيئة الله. This means that everything occurs with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين, which means you do not will except what Allah تبارك وتعالى willed for you. Everything occurs with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولو شاء ربك ما اقتتلوا. Had Allah willed for them not to fight, they would have not fought against each other. إلى غير ذلك من الآيات, with many other verses from the Al-Quran that stand proofs for this fact. وأحاديث كثيرة. Likewise, many hadith among the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stand as a proof for that. منها حديث مسلم كل شيء بقدر حتى العجز والكيس. Among them is the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim in his book As-Sahih, كل شيء بقدر حتى العجز والكيس, which means everything that occurs with the will of Allah, even for one to be clever or dumb, if you want. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. الله أعلم. الله knows best. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? نعم. وعليكم السلام. Yeah, like this wall, for example, or let's say this paper, intellectually, does it have to be white? No, it can have any other color. Why is it white? Being a paper does not necessitate for it to be white. So why is it white? Because Allah specified it with this color. So Allah specifies what exists with its existence, anything that exists among the creatures, with its existence and with all the attributes of this existing matter. Would it be colors, movements, immobility, etc.? Go ahead, brother. Alaykum as-salam.
Imad.
Go ahead. If someone says, "Oh Allah, enable me to do this, enable me to avoid that, etc." Is this what you're asking about?
In fact, someone says, "Oh Allah, will for me.
Let him say it the other way. Oh Allah, enable me to do this. Or enable me to avoid that, like that. Wabikum. Go ahead, brother. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, if it is used without any restriction, it can mean the eternal attribute of Allah, and it can mean the expression of the eternal attribute. Is it clear? Yes, Ali.
On that question, so the now that people usually say Quran will come to mean that most people, many people's minds now will be that. So would this now carry the Arabia meaning?
No. This is according to al-Shara, because in the religion, this is how it is called. That's why. This is haqiqa shar'iyya. Tafadhal. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Allah yubarik bikum. Alhamdulillah ala salamatikum.
Yes.
رددنا. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام اتهم من بعض الناس بأنه ساحر وبأنه مجنون صلى الله عليه وسلم. من يسلم من كلام الناس؟ من يسلم إذا كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما سلم؟ نحن ذكرنا الحق. ما شاء الله. تفضل يا رائد. إطلاق القرآن بهذا المعنى حقيقة لغوية وشرعية.
هذا معنى أن العرب كلما سمعوا هذا القرآن يفهمون من ذلك كلام الله.
أليس قلنا إذا كان الأمر يتعلق بالمقام بالمقام، إذا كان المقام مقام اللغة فهذا الذي يفهمونه، وإذا كان مقام الشرع فهذا يفهم أيضا على حسب السياق. إذا كان إذا قيل له إطلاقان من حيث الشرع فعلى حسب السياق، أما إذا كان المقام مقام اللغة فأطلق يراد به الصفة الذاتية. على حسب المقام. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قبل أن جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالشرع، إذا سمعوا لفظ القرآن فهموا من ذلك
القول الكلام. هذا بارك الله فيكم. نهلل.